Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Golden Arrow Resources, a junior mining powerhouse with strong management, cash rich, and high quality properties with precious metals, gold, silver, and recently added copper for its demand and price rise. Golden Arrow has a proven five-step development strategy, previously responsible for three major discoveries with two in production. Golden Arrow Resources, U.S. trading symbol GARWF, and in Canada, GRG. Web address, goldenarrowresources.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye of the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Veronique Duverger of the Mercatus Center to comment on headlines, both news headlines and editorial headlines. News headline, Wall Street Journal, rising inflation challenges Biden agenda. The lead paragraph, the largest inflation gain in three decades, posing a new challenge for President Biden as he seeks to enact another pillar of his economic agenda, while easing Americans' concerns about rising consumer inflation. The inflation has driven new Republican criticism of Democrats' $2 trillion social spending and climate plan, which the White House calls Build Back Better. At the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, we have this remark, headline, Inflation and Building Back Worse. For something we're told is transitory, that's in quotes, inflation sure is persistent, writes the Wall Street Journal editorial page. The latest evidence arrives with a jolt Wednesday, 24 hours past, when the Labor Department reported that a consumer prices jumped 0.9% in October or 6.2% from a year ago, the fifth straight month higher than 5%. Veronique, a very good evening to you. There are moving parts here. The inflation number, transitory, temporary. The Wall Street Journal is saying this was a surprise, a jolt. Is that correct, the jolt? Or, my memory is, you have been talking about this for at least 6 months, from late winter, early spring. What is surprising about this? Is it that the Federal Reserve is reacting sharply? Is it because the White House has to adjust? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, I mean, it's interesting because I actually went back and reread a lot of what, the dovish views were back in February and March about inflation. And there was a lot of groupthink, if you want, and a lot of kind of like, we shouldn't worry about inflation. And, you know, no matter what, it's not going to be above 2%. And so a lot of people are surprised. I'm not an expert, I am not entirely surprised, precisely because we've had a lot of the conditions for this type of things going on. Now, would I have predicted that it went to 6.2%? No, because I just don't do these type of predictions. But the mechanics of basic economics should have people not surprised. You have massive fiscal issue with a big rise of supply, while at the same time, massive supply shock and lots of supply side and supply chain problems. Well, you have a lot of money chasing after too few goods. That is true. So I don't know. I mean, I'm in a way, maybe I'm kind of surprised that so many people are surprised. But the truth of the matter is there's a lot we don't know, right? And we won't know until we know, meaning until it comes to pass.
The concern, in addition, is to the president's agenda. The infrastructure bill has now passed. However, the plan is to sell or introduce or persuade the American people for Build Back Better, which is more trillions. I don't know how many, more trillions. Now, is that part of the inflation story? Have we created this inflation with the enormous amount of money that's moved from Washington, Trump administration and Biden administration, into the hands of the American people while they're at home. And so now demand is overwhelming. Empty shelves, overwhelming. Supply chain jammed up. And wages right now are rising because employers need to entice people back to work. Have we created this inflation?
Well, so I think there are a lot of factors, and how much each of them weigh on the final and the trend in inflation, I mean, it's unclear to me. Part of it obviously was there was a big drop in prices during the pandemic, and a lot of the growth in prices is actually, you know, it's basically prices going back to where they should have been. But there is, and I think a growing number of people are saying this, some of that inflation is also fueled by the COVID response and the massive amount of money that has been put in people's bank account, which then, you know, and it was the point is to then get them to consume and to increase their demand for things, while you had at the same time problem on the supply side, and significant problem, because what I think with the pandemic and this inflation is actually highlighted is the fact that we have, I mean, there were some weaknesses in the supply chain, a lot of it created by really bad policies. So how much each of these things, you know, play, I mean, obviously the pandemic effect is the base effect is important, but there's much more than this. And so, in terms of what do we do going forward, considering we have inflation, considering the supply chain problems are not resolved, they will be at some point. And in that sense, you know, the part of the increase in prices that is due to the supply chains is going to be resolved. But the wise thing to do is not to fuel the demand pump with more cash into the economy. And especially considering that a lot of the policy that we're talking about would actually hurt investment and would hurt growth, and it will probably create other supply side problems.
The Federal Reserve now is in an unusual stopping point because there is an appointment pending by the president, whether to reappoint Mr. Powell, who has been in command of this temporary talk for more than a year, or to move to a new governor. One has been interviewed, a member of the board now. Is that significant? Is the Federal Reserve's leadership here critical, or is it too late? Because I've always been taught that when you know it's inflation, it's too late to stop it.
Well, so I think it could make investors worry to actually move to a different chairman altogether, especially right now, because while they know basically, or they think they know what Chairman Powell is going to do, it injects an extra dose of uncertainty into the situation if you change chairman. But it is true also that it depends on what the expectation for inflation are anchored too. And these expectations, if they become unglued for whatever reason, then there's just not a ton that can be done. I mean, there's some that can be done. But you would hope that, whomever is at the reign of the Fed at that point would not be held back by political reason to actually act fast enough. So I don't know.
Final consideration. The Bank of England recently surprised some by not tightening after expectations and after the Chancellor of the Exchequer asked for a tightening, Mr. Sunak. Are we in a similar situation here where the Fed is going to remain dovish and investors will be surprised? How do you measure? I know this is a prediction. I'm just comparing it to what happened in London within these last weeks. We have about a minute.
So I think there is the case to be made that some of the things that the Fed has already done is an indirect way of tightening. But I think there's been some signaling, and there's certainly a lot of pushing now for the Fed to at least start tapering its action. As for rates, I just have no idea. And the time schedule is always an uncertainty. I think the Fed is going to do something, at the very least signal that it's going to do something. What it's going to do and how much is a big question.
Build Back Better. Build Back Better is on the campaign trail now. The American people are told that these are benefits that will make their lives better and will solve the supply chain and the inflation story. Is that accurate in your opinion? Can we solve inflation with Build Back Better?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. If anything, is going to kind of make things worse. I don't think you can count on something that is going to have great disincentive to work and even to exit the labor market and put more, more pocket in people's pocket without working, like a good recipe for anything.
Veronique Duverger of the Mercatus Center. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact. And redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.